Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Elias, a message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Choir Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we do our best on Lord Jesus for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, we thank God for those of you listening to us on this blessed Sunday at this 7 o'clock hour Central Standard Time. Once again, this is Sunday, Full Gospel Message with Brother Eddie Lee. And as we await for our brother to come on, I just want to take the opportunity and time to thank God for all of you been listening. May the Lord bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. And I want to welcome those in the United Kingdom to the list of those who are listening to us now. Blog Talk Radio mostly gives the top five countries that's listening. And we see now that United Kingdom has come on the list. Hallelujah. So welcome to those of you listening in the United Kingdom, as well as other countries that are listening. And others in the top five, Japan, I think it's Uganda, United States is listening in. So welcome, welcome, welcome to you one and all. And to every country I have not named, I want to welcome to you to Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. I just want to say to those who's listening, listen. And the Lord dealt with me about this I've said it before, and I have to say it again, because we all tend to forget this. Understand that trials does not change God. It doesn't change God. You may change. I may change. But God doesn't change. And understand this, you know, the Lord, and I thank God for being a warner. Many times he prepares us before we get ready to go to a trial or, quote, try to get us to get prepared. And he wants us to understand that, you know, sometimes when the trial comes, we, you know, kind of act kind of funny, get all out the way. But God said, hey, you know, and people, one of the things that people may say to the Lord, say, hey, you say you'll never leave me nor forsake me. Well, God wants you to know. For any of you that's listening that said that, God wants you to know he haven't left you. And he wants you to know this too. He didn't say you wouldn't face trials. He just said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. So he's there with you in the midst of the trial, okay? You're going through trials. The Lord is there. And understand this, you know, sometimes we, quote, we want the Lord to speak by his Holy Spirit unto us all the time. And then we get kind of out of the way when we don't hear nothing from him. Well, understand this. That doesn't mean that he's not there. But remember, you do have his word. Amen? You have his word. Hallelujah. You glory. Sometimes, people, we forget the written word. Okay, and when we ask in God and God doesn't speak, because hey, all of us been guilty, I include myself, we're thinking, oh Lord, you done left me this by myself, blah blah blah, what, you know, and the Lord be telling, say, I haven't left you, I'm here. And you know, you wonder, like, why you don't do something, why you don't say something? Well, God is a God that moves on his time, okay, but he won't let you go down totally. And he's right there with you, okay? And when you start to get out of the way, he's going to say something. You know, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. He's right there. When you really, really need, he's going to rise up, people. And like I said, the Lord been dealing with me that on a personal level for a little over a week now. And I'm starting to see more what he told me about a year ago. I'm starting to see more and more of these things he's talking about here. In the warning he gave and how he told me to even speak to you guys on the broadcast about it, how that conditions will come. And then those conditions is going to be changes that, you know, it's going to require a greater faith to come through. And he didn't say a great faith. He said a greater faith. So you may have exercised great faith in your last trial came through it. Jesus said, now we're going to have to up the level. We're going to have to up the ante. So, you know, it's going to require a greater faith to come through this. Amen. Now, when you're going through, while you're exercising your faith, Jesus wants us to know that he's there with you. And see, many times we want God to, quote, say something. And what we get from him, not a word. He doesn't say anything. And so we get out of shape. And notice I'm saying we, because I've been guilty of it many times, people. We get out of shape. We get upset. And now the next role comes. Okay, God, you ain't with me. You done left me. Well, the Lord said, I haven't left you. I'm here with you. Hallelujah. He let you know, see, you got to learn how to really walk by faith. Because he said, you still got my word. Hallelujah. You got my word. I've given you my word. If you follow my word, okay? Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost right now on me, people, to talk to you guys about this, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got my word. You know, and if things seem to get too overwhelming, God said, I'm going to speak, I'm going to move, but I don't have to, quote, speak to you by my spirit all the time when you got my word. Because my word and my spirit is one. But what he's doing, he's showing us that we have to learn how to walk by faith, especially by the written word that we learn. Okay? Now I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Yes,
okay.
God bless.
God bless you, Brother Eric, Brother Joe. Sorry, good to hear your voice and once again be on the blessed show that God has used you to lead. Leading the word of prayer is directed by the Brother Apostle Brother Lee. God bless you, brother, and bless the hearers of this word. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for this time that we have together, Lord, and thank you for my brother, and I thank you that you will lead and guide as you have done in the past, and that you will lead by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Okay.
God bless, brother. God bless you, Sister Anderson. How you doing?
Oh, blessed of the Lord. Blessed of the Lord, brother. God bless you all, and thank God for you.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. Another day
amen.
The Lord has
amen.
Deserved and kept us. So, hi, y'all.
Good.
Doing in the Bigfoot country.
Bless, bro. Bless.
Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to cantaloupe and watermelon season.
Mm-hmm.
And
all of
I don't know, black eyed peas and okra and tomato and fried tomatoes. And
we can give you a range for you, brother. We can probably get you a little old house down here, brother. And bring your fly water and whatever, you know.
Yeah, give me some of that well or spring water, whatever water. Get away from this polluted cities.
Yeah,
some good old buttermilk. And none of that real stuff in the store, but a cow, just milk. I guess he's, they still have cows, I guess. Well, anyway, we're blessed today.
Yeah.
And I had a horse when I was 5 years old. I used to ride, and my uncle, we had a horse when I was 5 years of age at my grandfather's farm. His name was Sadie, and my uncle's horse was named Charlie. And, you know, I used to wonder how the Indians stay on a horse, on a bareback horse, and didn't have no saddle. So such as the American soldier had saddles, and the American Indians used to have bareback, and they'd be, and so I was just trying to ride this horse at 5 years named Sadie. As long as he was walking, not trotting, I could stay on him. But I'm trying to figure out how the Indians ride these horses, you know, later years, and find out how they stay on these horses with a bad back. And the horse be flying, boy. Because I try to play on Sadie when I try to get him out. So I'm hitting him, get up, get up, get up. Brother, he started trotting up, and I said, oh, my goodness. Here I am trying to hang on for my life. But anyway, those are the good days of memories past when we live on the natural side of the earth. And when the last time y'all had a good, cool drink of system of pump water?
Oh, man. Been a whole lot of wild, brother. A whole lot of wild.
You know, just the simple things of life that people enjoy or have a memory of take you back to the former days when hard works and togetherness and unities in the rural side of America, farm and land, and there was a unity and a family setting that people don't have today. And we're in the big city. We have all these advantages, technologies, but are we always, not always better off in many things? So, and I can remember in the Delta of Mississippi, they used pumps, pump water. And we would prime the pump, prime the pump, you know, and then down in the, on the other region, for south on the, when the rural Cook County, my grandfather, he had a system where the water would, rainwater would come into the system, and we'd draw one out of the system. Yeah. And the water was so cool and refreshing. It was just like, wow. Now, I turn my hydrant on unless you got a some kind of special filter on it. And I'm grateful for the advantage that we have that many nations do not have. But just, you know, turn your water system on in most cities, and the water don't even taste like water. Or not, you know, it just don't satisfy it. They've added so much ingredients to it to purify the water out of the polluted ocean that it just take away the taste and take away the enjoyment of water. And I know most people are grateful in America about we can have so much water, we bathe in it and throw it away. And other nations are begging for a cup of water. So we are grateful for the little things that we thought were nothing in the days of our youth. And we come to remember how good God is, even in a poor, disadvantaged farmer who's blessed, who goes to the field and he sweats and he labors and he don't have to go to the club and work out because he's already on workout trying to make a living. and he sweats all of the poison, and he don't have a problem with his digestive system. And he eats from the ground, and he don't have to run to the doctor trying to take a pill for this, a pill for that. So when we're blessed and we're not rich according to the world, and we're blessed in many other ways, and in the cruel, hardworking farmer, and behind the mule, and say, "Get up, Charlie, and go down the road." He up there, Charlie, and as he's plowing in the hot sun, and they had joy in their hard labor. And you know, most people, you people work on a job, they don't have joy in their job. Most of them. And even in our hot sun, grandfather had, we had joy coming in the evening and putting the horses up and doing the evening chores and getting up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, milking the cow. My grandmother sits out there and milk the cow.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there, and she's, my God. We were blessed when we didn't know we were blessed. So today we are blessed for things today would seem to give us an advantage in the technological world. But anyway, we bless the Lord. And the Bible said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that within me. Bless his holy name."
Amen.
Bless the Lord. So we thank God for all who are around the world who are struggling in these areas so that we take for advantage just to have a good, clean cup of water in many nations who call themselves blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And so in our big cities and advantage in the USA, we have all these blessings which we take for granted, and we're grateful but not grateful because we're always complaining about something. And you notice the more advantages we have in technology world, the more people have to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
True.
But let's learn to be grateful and thankful. Now,
amen.
I was reading something here as a notebook, and God sending us a notebook from heaven, the angel messenger. I was reading through the words that's been given to our generation. You notice in the Bible that in every dispensation, the Lord mostly speak to his people, even though they didn't hear very well.
Right.
And that he had a way of speaking to Israel at certain times by sending the prophets. And the Bible starts with God's dealing with his people and to make a people. And finally, he got him a family, a people he called his own. He called them Israel. He said, "You are my chosen and my beloved, and you are my family in the earth." And he wanted to communicate and have a family. Everybody don't know why we have a family. Family because God loves family, and he's always creating families. Families is his thing. And he wants to communicate with having a family.
Mm-hmm.
Here we have... Most people do not understand as we enter to the end of this age why the devil wants to disrupt the family. Because it's God's prime idea of revealing himself to creating a family on the earth. Now, when God put a plan and created Adam and Eve and he wants to have a communication, he will come and have a family setting with Adam often. Now, later on, he had planned through the fall that man would have children and they would multiply. But as long as they was in an innocent stage, they couldn't have children. The only time they could have multiply was when Adam fell. When Adam fell from his innocence, then he could multiply. Now, so why is it that Satan in our generation want to disrupt the family? Now, why did he hate the thing that God joys in? The really joy. He said, I joy in my people. And he rejoiced in his people. And he wanted to have joy with his people and communicating with them and blessing them. Why is it that Satan is, of all the things in the earth, he starts with the family? Because the family existed, and it was a thing God created from the beginning. Then afterwards, he committed to another family called the family of the redeemed, or the spiritual family. Now, as we look at why Satan operates and causes terror and sorrow, this is the thing that we need to understand. Satan wants to rearrange the family structure.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a purpose by creating or recreating his family structure different, totally, it was called abnormal. When God created man and woman and wanted a family with children, Satan now wants to and is doing, and people are wondering why is having a transsexual, binary, homosexual to recreate another thing of Satan's plan about what a family is. Now, once the family is destroyed, what that does, how does that affect the earth when the devil come up recreating another structure of family?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when 2024 get here, there's 25. This will change the meaning of what a woman is. Now, if you were to ask some of these intellectual foolish ones, what is a woman? You will not get the answer that God had planned in the creation. You'll get another answer. So if you take 5 people, 10 people, and these intellectual deceivers say, what is a woman? Well, a woman is... they come up with some old jumble, and you ask the other person, what is a woman? Oh, jumble. And these are the intellectual foolish ones. And they can't even answer today what a woman is. They'll go through this gobbledygook because they want you to believe that there's another family structure that Satan has devised to deceive all flesh. Now, you said, who can have a baby? And they'll say, well, they won't refer to the term woman. They use another term because they want to do away race. Now, why is this? You're going to find out 2025 when they're going to change the meaning of what a woman, a male or female is on your driver's license, the travel going overseas. They're going to put on your birth certificate, the children that are born,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be surprised when you're male or female, they're going to put another elimination of the structure that God has. And there's a reason. Satan is always devising. He's always devising to disrupt
mm-hmm.
what
yeah.
makes God happen. And he's working with all of his might, and soon mm-hmm. he won't be able to speak the language that God created in male and female, man and woman, but we'll have no gender structure. And
mm-hmm.
anything and any scripture will not define what a man or a woman is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think that the world is going crazy. But a little while, you think the world is really crazy when they get through.
Mm-hmm.
And now the so-called party of the Democrats' agenda is going along with this.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you who's bringing all this stuff and who in the government, what party of people who are mm-hmm. accepting this. It's
yeah.
the Democrats.
Amen.
Now, the Republicans have their downfall, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But they have their own little pitch, too. But mm-hmm. the Democrats, why are the Democrats pushing this agenda of yeah. the corruption of what a family is in the sight of God? Why are they behind yeah. it? Why are they pushing that? Why is the presidents and the cabinets on the progressive and even the socialists and even the Democrats has this agenda which Satan has devised? And yeah. he wants to take, and he's taking over the government. Now, the Antichrist or anti-God, a guy, anti-Bible group mm-hmm. has taken over the federal government, most yeah. of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole structure of our American government for the people, by the people, of the people, and all that stuff is being eliminated. Now, they're bringing in artificial intelligence.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's going to lead us into a phase where we're ruled and we're controlled through automatic automation with a chip that they're going to mm-hmm. insert in all the newborn babies. Now, what is all of this leading to? That you will no longer use money in exchange mm-hmm. of anything to do financially because they're getting ready to do away with all this banking system. The banking system mm-hmm. is not already to corrupt. And the way we do financial work is going to be a worldwide connection digital. And how you buy and sell is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Now, that of itself is not evil, but where it's leading you to is going to be evil.
Evil, yes.
Amen.
So we're looking at this right before our eyes, and America is mostly asleep.
Yes.
And we're seeing this take place right before our eyes, the Antichrist setting up, starting in the White House, from the World Council of Churches, and the ruling power of the Illuminati controlling the banking yes. system through the, and they're controlling and changing right before our eyes, and the church world is mostly asleep.
Amen. Now, amen.
They do not see it. They think that things are getting out of whack, but they don't know exactly what. Hallelujah. Now, if I were to tell you, well, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to say. We have a messenger coming from heaven preparing us for the new world government they're setting up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just think about it. After a while, you ain't going to hardly know your children when they get to teaching them in these schools.
That's what that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And they're setting up our children for the new world community,
mm-hmm.
preparing a people to seal them. Now, your children are being sealed right now. Now people say, you're going to seal people in their forehead. Now, they don't understand that everything has been right now. Your children are being sealed.
Well, amen.
How are they being sealed? Well, when you said seal, you think about something physical that you can see. So you're thinking a seal, a government seal or a business seal, stamp seal. Well, think of it as a spiritual term. You're being taught and trained
mm-hmm.
and in your conscious and subconscious mind.
Yeah.
When your children see something over and over, a human being sees something, their minds are getting sealed.
Uh-huh.
When the government backs it up and they just propaganda, this spirit is sealing your mind to believe a lie. And so after a while, we'll be leaving to the delusion of Satan through propaganda, through hearing these things and seeing these things. After a while, your children will be taught and will come normal there except the new world family setting, the gender setting, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're being what? program now.
Mm.
Right
yeah.
now. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And don't even, and not aware of it. Now, I'm wondering, and I don't mean to be accusatory or condemning, why the church world is not warning us. And why are they still talking about cars and bigger houses and bigger this? And I'm wondering why they're not preparing us to escape the deception. But anyway, let's move on. The warning is coming when Elijah comes. And it's coming, the curse is lifted. Now, what is part of the curse just need to be lifted when Elijah comes? At least I smite the earth with a curse. In Malachi, it says, Elijah come just at the season, for the earth is seemingly in darkness and moving fast forward to destruction. And Elijah comes just like he did in the Old Testament, the Elijah in Old Testament. He saved Israel from bowing to the anti-God of Israel. Ahab and Jezebel were setting up a government and a worship system to take over Israel. And what happened is, how did they do it? They took a sorcerer who became and a witch, and she married the king of Israel. That's how the devil is going to get over on America and the church world. He's marrying right now, and we don't know it, but he's got people in high places, in the Congress, in the White House, and we are marrying this system because they are agreeing with this and passing laws.
Yeah.
When Elijah the prophet came to Ahab and Jezebel, the king of Israel had married a sorcerer and a witch called Jezebel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this marriage was a hellish marriage. And Satan wanted to get control of God's family called Israel. Now, if you read the story, there was a man sent to one prophet, a particular named Elijah. Living, as we look at 1 Kings and 18, Elijah pops up all of a sudden. We don't have any detail about his childhood or his priesthood or his training.
Amen.
In the Bible, what we call the Bible, we don't have that detail, but a lot of things are not detailed in the abridged version of the Bible. We don't have the full details for a lot of things. But Elijah, he props up. And he comes to show himself to the anti-God of Israel, who now, through Ahab and Jezebel, are now the controlling power. Satan is sitting in the seat of power. Now, how is Satan sitting in the seat of power in America? Now, and you, do you know that the capital, on January 6th, the overthrow was a key, and people
mm-hmm.
don't fully understand what that really means. Now, who's sitting in the power seat in the financial world and the government world? Check what their agenda is, and you will see. Check what you see today. What do you see in the church world? What do you see in the government world? Well,
mm-hmm.
I don't see nothing. Well, okay, don't see. Don't see. The warning comes in the days that Elijah comes as a warning and awakening. And you notice he says, come out of her, my people.
Yeah. Amen.
Come
Amen.
Out of my people.
Amen.
What is he talking about? He's talking about more than what you think he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Come out of her, my people.
Yes.
Lest you take up of wrath and her judgment that's coming
Amen.
Upon her.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we read in the scripture that the mark of the beast and the spirit of the beast most people think that they're going to actually know exactly when it happens. It is happening so gradually.
Yeah, sneaky.
It's so sneaky, rough, but that you ain't going to hide it unless you discern it, unless you discern it through the Lord. Because it's a spiritual deception right before us, and people are not in the Spirit of God and don't have Christ, and they're not, they're worried about, this message about, God wants you to have a bigger house, and he wants you to have a bigger car, he wants you to have this, he wants you to have all this. And all of the time that they're saying this, the Antichrist is creeping in because he got the world set on getting gain in this world, and so they're missing what God is saying this hour, that what is taking over, what controlling power is taking over. Now, the awakening comes in the 12th hour, and it said, wake, awake my people. That's why you see 12th hour is a significant prophetic move when you see the number 12. Now, 12 is a governmental number, kingdom of God number. Now, the kingdom of this world is always considered to be the number 6. And when the God's kingdom begin to move, it is God's government. Why is the Lord has to do something? But the kingdom of this world are the kingdom of the devil. Now, understand this now. The kingdom of this world have come the kingdom of the devil. He's talking about nations and their rulership and their agenda. What is America's agenda now? What is America changing into? What is her agenda? What is her agenda right now? Okay.
Yeah.
We don't discern because we're too busy in the world and people stirring about, and they're being manipulated and changed. Now, when the coronavirus came, that was a man-made doing.
Yeah.
It was manufactured and planned by men. Why did they release this so-called virus to get the world conditioned for one world controlled by government? To create a fear that you have to turn to the one seat of power, and they did it, pull it off, and they begin to blame certain situations. And notice that how it changed the order of everything when they released the coronavirus. Now, men released it. The Lord allowed it. He didn't send it, but he permitted it.
Yeah.
Now, so they wanted to get control. They wanted to cut down the population. Because we have too many people on the planet Earth, they got to get rid of some of these people here.
Yeah.
And they got ways of elimination. But anyway, are we fully awake why the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus Christ is at hand? Why he says the kingdom of God in Christ is now at hand? And we are to expose and cast down the power of darkness who's seeking to deceive the whole world. Now, Jesus said when he came, I am the light of the world. He said, the day going to come, I'm going to put the people of God, and they're going to be called the kingdom of the children of light, and they're going to be the children of light. And they're going to shine forth in the midst of all of this deception and of all of this work of darkness. Now, let's read something here. The 12th chapter of Revelation is being unfolded.
Mm-hmm.
John gets an angel of invitation, and even from Jesus said, okay, these things shall shortly come to pass.
Yeah.
Now, the things had not come to pass that, but he said these things shall shortly come to pass. At that time, the Church of Jesus Christ was intact. It was seated on the rock securely, which was Jesus had established it, and he had founded it and gave it authority and acceptance. So his people was founded on this rock of truth. He was the rock. Now, beloved, why do you think they're trying to, in a Western civilized Christian world, trying to get you far away from the Bible rock as much as possible? Are you understanding that this America is turning into a hybrid?
Amen.
And they are departing as far away from the Bible principles as they can get.
Sure.
And the average person you would talk to in interview and the news are controlled, that we get is controlled. Control. They can't tell you the whole truth on the news because the news is controlled by the powers that be. So they only going to tell you what they want you to know. Okay.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Why do you think they want to control you, what you hear and see and believe? Because they are programming you.
Mm-hmm.
And we must hear the words of the Lord that's given to us to deliver us in our time, because they are programming us in everything.
Yeah.
In every way.
Yes.
And the problem about our technology, they are using it to program us. Our thinking, our mind, what we hear, what we receive through the newscaster. So we have to hear the message of Christ and the message of the gospel to be delivered from this hour.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Now, has the Lord dealt with you with what they're doing in America, why we need the restoration of the gospel and return to the old time way? Has the Lord dealt with you in such a way?
Yes, the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, they're not telling you about the food shortage that's coming up. Why are they not telling you about the food shortage and the shortage of the water supply? Well, okay. I want to read something that the messenger says, that the Lord is saying a answer solution for all of this confusion in the earth. Now, you understand why the world bowed to the Pope and not anybody else. You don't understand?
Mm-hmm.
Why do
Amen.
The world and its government leaders, especially the Western, bow to the Pope, call him the head of the Christian church?
Mm-hmm.
Every time he appears, your holiness, and they must bow and call him the head of the Christian church. Now, you got to understand why they acknowledge him and don't acknowledge the other great leaders of Christianity. Him, the Pope. Yes, what do they call him? Your holiness and holy
uh-huh.
of holy, and
yeah.
kiss his hand and bow to his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't understand that, huh? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Me, you know, as he's riding that horse, right
yeah.
behind him mm-hmm. is communists.
Uh-huh.
Right behind him is socialism and Marxism. On the tail end of that horse he's riding through the land is Babylon. What do that mean?
Uh-huh.
And the messenger, the word Lord said, come out of my people, come out of her. What is he talking about?
Yeah.
What is the warning?
We're in the system. We're in the system.
What were you saying?
I think he was talking about come out of the way the world do things, the world system.
Yeah, but it's more defining than that, because mm-hmm. when you say world system, people kind of
world do things.
Well, it's a more concise thing than that.
Mm-hmm.
When you say the world system. Mm-hmm. Well, who is controlling the world system?
Man, the government.
Yeah, but you need to pinpoint it more directly, more specifically.
Right.
Okay. Even the presidents run to the Pope and be blessed by the Pope. So they are being controlled. We know that the devil is part in this, but the Pope is in control. That's why bowing down to him and worshiping him, and even the presidents, and they run over to be counselor with him and to be blessed by the Pope, because this one world government, which is being controlled by the devil, and that's why it's going to be it's a shortage of food right now. You go in these stores, some of the shelves are bare now. But this shortage in food, this shortage of water, you know, I told people right when COVID hit, before it was over with, when they had all those barges sitting out on like in California, out on the river and different places, those barges, and they were saying it was because they did not have the trucks or truck drivers to deliver that food. Okay, now we know that when they did get that food off of those barges, the good did not go on these shelves in certain areas. The food that was still good, some of that was relabeled and yet put in the stores, don't care how long it had been sitting out there, because
mm-hmm.
of power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you begin to concise put it, and so people can understand what is working in a specific way they can understand. That area you just talked about is very important, what you're saying. Now, as we go from day to day, we see America government has changed. And it's changing in every form. If you would look at the entertainment world, what are they trying to teach us in the entertainment world and your children?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're teaching them that it's all right. It's all right to do this or to be that, to switch and change, you know. That's just like, in Montana, the government, he signed a bill that was he is against these doctors giving care to these youth, like changing their gender.
Mm-hmm.
He is banning that for them to give them any type of medical care, because right now, I'll just use the one I know about it. This Wade, where he said he stands with his son because his son want to become a girl. Okay, Montana is against that now because these children don't know what they want to be or what they are. That are saying that when I was little, if it's a girl, they're saying, well, I knew I wasn't meant to be a girl, that I was a boy, and I've always felt this way. Okay, they do not know no such of a thing. This stuff is being taught in their head. That's just like I heard one person said that their child went to school and they had a transgender teacher. And the teacher talked to them and explained to them that's the way you feel, then that's what you should be, and to help them to decide that they want to change their sex. The teacher did that. Helped them make these decisions when they know what they want.
Now, what if you go to the school or the other teacher says, no, we don't agree with that? What will happen to that teacher?
Oh, she's probably gone. She gone, bro. She gone. She gone.
Gone. Well, going on vacation.
Away from there. They gonna make sure they get her away from there.
Mm-hmm.
She done lost her job, bro.
So who's controlling the education system? And you cannot say anything against that new system of education, at least you lose, not on your job, your position, be arrested for harassment or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the parents do not have complete control of their children unless you prepare them.
Right, amen.
Unless you give them this knowledge and revelation training of your children and your grandchildren, they will be are being slid into this way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole system is now being your education system. You got to figure out who is creating all these books and making all this gender in the education that you read.
Mm-hmm.
Who's behind this? What you see and understand that our government is behind and allowing this. Why? Well, you'll see a little bit how we are all being deceived right before our eyes. We are being deceived. It may not consciously, but look at your subconscious mind and your way of thinking of people being changed before our children are being schooled. And you, who controls the network? You cannot speak on the network, and the next day you're gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your job is gone. You can make one statement. Mm-hmm. One statement against this new world, Babylonian, cursed education system. If you make any statement against it, the next day they say, well, you have time off and we're considering you that you need to be retrained.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing, your job is gone.
That's true.
So take your stand.
Mm-hmm.
Take your stand and stand on the rock, no matter what comes down the pike. Stand on the rock.
Yes.
And be established upon the rock, Jesus says. And don't be moved.
Amen. No.
Because you have to pay a price for standing on the rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go alone to get alone. So, okay. Let's end it with prayer.
Yeah.
The people who call themselves Christian and who believe in the old time gospel and the teachings of him that said, Upon this rock, I will establish my people. And the gates of hell will come, but they need not prevail against you.
Amen.
They cannot change your heart and your mind and deceive you because you build and establish upon the rock. And the waves of this new agenda that's beating against your mind and your soul, you will not flinch or will not be moved.
Yes.
This is important why he says, I have to restore that which was taken away. Elijah come to restore things. And because our first love is being taken away, our first entreaty, they're trying to make us not believe the gospel of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And nations are certainly falling in line with the agenda. That's why most of all of them must go to Rome and bow and kiss the feet.
Mm-hmm.
They must go and bow. Presidents, governors, senators, rulers, all must go. Except a few.
Amen.
So let's pray. Let's pray that the Lord would have the Christians who are the really founded on the rock begin to stand up around America.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And say, we will not allow or permit ourselves to be deceived.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And we will not allow our children be a part of that generation of hybrids.
Yes.
And the church world cannot be silent anymore. They call themselves Christ.
Yes.
They must stand up in one body and one voice.
Yes, Lord
they
Jesus.
Must come together in a unity of the faith in Christ to challenge Satan, who is challenging us.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Bind
now, Heavenly
together.
Father, to the devil and bind your people together in the gospel of faith in Christ to withstand the evil of our day. And we stand in a nation that's being overrun, overtaken, manipulated, controlled already by the Antichrist. And our system has been changed before our eyes. The church world is bowing and submissive, and the government has been partaker of the poison of the evil Satan's and his Babylonian come out of her teaching. We are changed. But Lord, we are at your people to come together in faith, one heart and mind, and withstand the evil and march against the wall until Jericho come down in the name of Jesus. That we stand up and stand forth and stand forth and withstand the evil as Elijah did in the day of Ahab. That we withstand the wickedness. Hallelujah. That sought to take over Israel, but one man came, the Elijah, and withstood them. And so we have an Elijah in this day, hallelujah, to withstand the great deception that's already upon us. And to deliver us from this hour of darkness, and nations are being manipulated and controlled within, without, within the money system and the government system already. Lord, they're changing our education to school our children, school their parents who are asleep at the wheel. But awake awake the parents of the children. Awake them and stir them. That they withstand the great deception that's coming upon us. That we're being marked and sealed already by the Anti-One. Lord, open our eyes and open our hearts to discern from heaven. And come against the powers of evil and the kingdom of darkness and Satan's great last move. We withstand it with the word of the living God and the power of the blood of the Lamb and the resurrection of his power and restoring the message of the gospel of hope and deliverance. Lord, raise up a standard among them. Raise up a prayer warrior, an intercessor, Lord, to meet the enemy, Lord, and withstand the darkness. and deliver us from this hour of darkness that's coming upon us. And let your people become victorious, and let the kingdom of Christ roll forth and subdue the enemy,
Lord,
under his feet, Lord. Awaken nations and round about giving to the spirit of the Antichrist,
Lord,
and pierce the darkness,
Lord,
as we lift our sword against the enemy, Lord, to destroy the works of the devil. We take dominion because Jesus Christ is the head of his people. He's the chief cornerstone. He's the majesty whose most excellent name. And we are his children,
Lord,
and the sheep of his pasture. We are his sons,
Lord,
and daughters through Christ.
Lord,
we are the redeemed in Christ.
Lord,
and we are given authority to subdue the enemy, to root down the enemy,
Lord,
and root out the wicked one, as Elijah stood against Ahab and Jezebel.
Lord.
Let us be the people that stand up in this day in the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord
Jesus
Christ. In the name and the power of the risen Christ. In the name and the power of the risen Christ, in glory and honor may come, the glory of God may be revealed, that the glory of God be come, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
That no weapon formed against us shall not succeed. The weapon of the devil, the tools of the enemy will not succeed.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, who deliver us from this hour.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Save
and deliver us from the pits of the enemy, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, who anoint your people with power, who anoint your people with might and power. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, because you promised us the victory over our enemy. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Save our children, Lord. Deliver our children. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
Deliver, Lord, your people that are waiting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Deliver, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Deliver, deliver, deliver. Thank you, Lord. Deliver, deliver, deliver.
And we praise you as we end this thing. We thank you, Lord, we praise you. Permit us tomorrow night to continue on in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for blessing the broadcast. Thank God for all you've been listening. As my brother said, tomorrow night we'll be back with another broadcast at 7 p.m. So once again, we love y'all. May God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Amen.